Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Now, a judge has granted court protection today to a victim of so-called revenge porn. At the family law court in Ennis, Judge Patrick Duncan granted the woman a 2-year safety order against the man where she had been a victim of so-called revenge porn. The woman told the judge she's in fear for her safety because of this man. She also stated the man is blackmailing her. He has intimate photos and videos and is threatening to put them on Facebook. He wasn't in court to contest the application for the safety order, and Judge Duncan granted the order for 2 years. Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell, joins me now. Nolene Blackwell, good evening to me.
Good evening, Mary.
I know, disappointed at the delay in specifying this so-called revenge porn as a specific criminal offence, and that is promised, isn't it?
Yeah, so first of all, that term revenge porn doesn't even begin to describe what we're talking about. It's a term that we tend not to use anymore, and even an Oireachtas committee has said it's not going to use anymore.
Why?
Because this isn't about revenge. This isn't about somebody avenging something else, and it's not about pornography. What this is about is sharing someone else's intimate image online without their consent. It is actually abuse, and that's what it should be called. It should be called intimate, non-consensual, intimate image sharing, and it should be seen as sexual abuse. And in fact, it has been understood by our state as a problem for a very long time now, and for a number of years. And in fact, you would like to think that if the Oireachtas hadn't been dissolved for this election, it might just possibly have gone over the line. Because in 2016, the Law Reform Commission, which is the government's think tank, did a really big survey of the law in Ireland and elsewhere around what they called harmful communications. And they identified that our legal system was inadequate and unprepared to deal with people abusing other people online through harmful communications. And they made a whole lot of recommendations. The following year, in 2017, Deputy Brendan Howland pretty well took a draft piece of legislation that the Commission had decided, and he put it into the Dáil. 2018 and 2019, the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice and Equality sat down, considered everything about it. So something like 4 years after the state has had a model for what is essential and what could be put in place, this Dáil was dissolved, this Oireachtas was dissolved.
So it hasn't happened.
Putting that legislation.
This was the family law court for a safety order today. But yes. Is it possible right now with the laws that we have to legislate or to prosecute an individual who inflicts this level of intimidation and humiliation on somebody?
Very occasionally it is, Mary, but more often than not, the Gardaí are entirely hampered. They know it has happened. They know it was meant to be harmful or at least reckless about harm. They know the damage it has caused. But our legislation never even contemplated the kind of things that are happened now. So, for instance, you might very well say, well, that's harassing someone to put an image up online or to threaten to put an image up online. But in fact, our laws on harassment wouldn't see that as a crime the way it stands right now. So we need what England and Wales has, what Scotland has, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all legislative systems very like our own. They have all managed in the last 3 or 4 years to do two things. One is to make sure that there was new legislation that dealt with things that happened online, which are different and which go viral or which
are
spread differently.
What about the companies, the social media companies,
now,
who enable the distribution of this material?
Exactly. So that's another disappointment, because it's about 2 years now since the Minister for Communications, Minister Bruton, said that he was going to put in place legislation to have a digital safety office, an office which would focus on safety on the internet with a digital safety commissioner. And what this would do would be to address the companies to ensure
just
that he has
briefly,
power.
Nolene, any sign of it?
That hasn't happened either.
That's gone
with this Oireachtas as well.
Nolene, there we must leave it. Thank you very much for your time. Nolene Blackwell from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.